Number 10, briefing, Texas Parks and Wildlife Expo, Ernie Gamage. I like this.
Good afternoon, or rather good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. My name is Ernie Gamage. I'm the branch chief for Urban Outdoor Programs and the director of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Expo. We're here to tell you about our 16th annual expo. Over the past 15 years, we have engaged over a half a million Texans here at Parks and Wildlife headquarters. And for our new commissioners, if you were to ask me what is the Parks and Wildlife Expo, it is both who we are and what we are as an agency. Of that half a million folks that have been through our gates, about 47% of them are youth and children. And our expectation is that by engaging them in outdoor recreation, they will come to care about the outdoors in which they recreate and finally to care for it. Expo weekend kicks off on October 5th for the Expo Banquet and Conservation Hall of Fame celebration. Saturday and Sunday, October 6th and 7th, we open the doors at 9 o'clock and the event runs until 5 p.m. The Friday night event is presented by the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation. It will once again be at the Hyatt Regency Lost Pines Resort and Spa just up the road, about 20 minutes from here, toward Bastrop. And for the first time, we'll be inducting Perry R. Bass and the Texas Bighorn Society into the Conservation Hall of Fame. And we hope that you will buy tables and support that great event as it raises money for the foundation. The next day, Saturday, we open up with some new opportunities for fun and recreation at the Expo. We'll have an extended family camping demonstration area in the state park, outdoor skills area. There'll be geocaching, a rising sport that a lot of folks go to our state parks to do, and we want to give people an opportunity to find out more about that. There'll be an expanded off-highway vehicle presence. Two national organizations who support off-highway vehicle recreation will be down here with their displays. And we'll have a personal watercraft simulator in the wet zone where kids and adults will have a chance to actually hop on a personal watercraft and zoom around using what is essentially a gaming type activity, while at the same time learning about personal flotation devices and safety. Angler's Legacy, a program of the Recreational Boating and Fishing Foundation, will be here asking all you anglers to take the pledge to simply take one new person fishing who has not been fishing before. We hope that you'll take that pledge. We're going to have more information on invasive species in the fishing and aquatic area. This continues to be a problem in Texas, and we need to let those moms and dads and kids know that they should not be dumping their aquarium in our lakes and streams because they can cause and do cause real problems for us. New in the Little Critters Corner are four new habitat puzzles that look at four ecosystems in the state of Texas and help even young kids understand what goes on there, what sort of biodiversity both in flora and fauna are available and why it's important. And finally, on Sunday from 12 to 2, our spokesperson, Kevin Fowler, a country star, for the Nobody's Waterproof Boater Safety Campaign will be on site signing those boater safety posters. And, of course, returning to Expo, our linchpin, all the shooting sports that go on in the back of the building. Tom Knapp, the shooting star, will be there doing his incredible feats with a shotgun at 1 o'clock. We get people from all over the country to come to see Tom. Fishing and aquatic presentations and activities will take place over in what is now Parking Lot C, but will be the fishing and aquatic area. And a highlight always is SeaWorld's amazing animals that takes place in the main tent. John Carter Birds of Prey Show, arguably one of the most popular things and certainly a presentation that's been at Expo since its inception, will be back with us. We'll have sporting dogs in the sporting dogs arena and something that we started about 7 years ago, the Outdoor Kids Challenge. Challenges kids to do a little bit of everything at Expo. One of the things that we dealt with in the past was a boy or girl would come to the event and all they would do all day would be to climb the climbing wall or a mountain bike. We want them to taste everything that's available to them in the outdoors, and the challenge gets them to do that by essentially bribing them with the opportunity to win a lifetime hunting or a lifetime fishing license, an outdoor and a pass, state park pass, and all the gear to go with it to get them and their families into the outdoors. And once again, we are going to walk the walk. and recycle at Expo, because if we can't do that and demonstrate to people that we as an organization are interested in conservation and habitat preservation and keeping stuff out of our landfills, what can we expect other folks to do? We have been ramped up significantly our Hispanic marketing this year. We have 12,500 bilingual flyers tailored to the San Antonio market that will be actually delivered to schools, elementary schools, fifth graders over in San Antonio. We are going to receive from our media partners more radio promotion in Austin and in Waco on Spanish language radio stations. And at Expo, for the first time, we're going to have some what we call the Outdoor 101 series brochures translated into Spanish, and they'll be available right out the front door of the International Pavilion. These will focus on saltwater and freshwater fishing, hunting, camping in Texas, and most importantly, I think, who we are as an agency and what our role is in conservation, so that our Spanish-speaking friends and Texans come to understand who we are and what we do. We hope that you'll come out and bring your families to Expo on the 6th and 7th, and that we can see you at the Foundation's banquet on Friday the 5th, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Go ahead. Commissioner Parker.
My memory serves me correct. You were chairman of the Expo.
It rained and rained and rained, if I remember. So Ernie said, we don't want you as chairman.
Yeah.
Bill, were you ever chairman?
I was not chairman.
You're not chairman.
Well, I've been chairman. And I think last year the tradition took five. I'd say I would recommend that the chair seriously consider
I've got a note tonight, though.
And I would recommend you can either take a volunteer or a point. As Gil's appointed you and appointed me.
I appreciate that, Commissioner Parker, but no, in fact, I visited with somebody about it yesterday, and I'll get with Arnie, and we'll visit about that. Yeah, I think it's appropriate, and absolutely the right thing to do. So, we'll select somebody. Okay?
Other question, Chairman?
Yeah, the question for Arnie.
Yes. Do you have attendance records for, or what is the maximum attendance this?
We like to say that we have about 40,000 people over the weekend. The most people we have ever had have been 47,000, and frankly, that was a little uncomfortable. I think our optimum number is somewhere between 35,000 and 40,000 folks. Visitors seem to have a better time. We can have more quality interaction with them, and that's just a real comfortable number for us.
Great. Okay, that's a great number. Thank you.
How are you doing, Ernie, on outreach outside Travis County and Austin, Travis County?
We have also ramped that activity up. Yeah. We've also contacted all the youth organizations that any of our folks have identified outside of the Austin area and sent them information about how they can bus in their groups to Expo, how we'll take care of them. We've got a special entry and a bunch of other things that we do. So we're hoping to see an uptick there.
Okay, wonderful. Any other questions for Ernie? Yes, for the new commissioner, I'd recommend, if you haven't got a chance, Expo, the auction, and the dinner on Friday night. In fact, those are the first conservation awards, I think, given.
Yes, sir.
So we're honoring, of course, Perry Bass, who was chairman emeritus here for years and years and years, and the Texas Bighorn Sheep Society. So that's a wonderful dinner, and then the next 2 days, Ernie really puts on a great show here. And our sponsors love it, and kids love it. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So. And when the weather's good, boy, they turn out. If you come in here, it's a lot of fun. Thank you, Ernie. There's no action item in this, so I appreciate it.
Thank you.